Welcome to the weekend. Welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Lee. I'm the teaching pastor at our Plain City campus, and I hope you're having a great week and a great weekend, or whenever you're listening to this. This whole week, we have been looking at, as we've started a new series, Forgiven, really looking at how we should think about forgiveness. And this whole week, we really wanted to start off by focusing on God. Jesus taught this parable, trying to help his disciples understand forgiveness in a very personal way. He shares a parable, kind of an earthly teaching with a heavenly meaning, or a heavenly teaching with an earthly meaning. There we go. really to help us to understand some aspects within this parable, to help us to see how do we think about forgiveness. And we really wanted to this first week to really look at how when we begin to see God for who he is, what he has done, what we've received from him, whether it's his incredible mercy, whether it's an amazing love and amazing grace, it's in those realities that we receive, we're then able to live out. And today, I just want to read from Romans chapter 8, verse 17, our scripture for today. And it says this: "Now, if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in his sufferings in order that we may also share in his glory." And part of what we wanted to focus on today is that word that we just glossed over really quickly as we read it. It may not have even stood out in your ears when I read it, but it's the word children. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs. And just this amazing reality is for every believer who has put their faith in Jesus, that they get to become children of God, that God adopts us into his family, and we are our co-heirs with Jesus. I mean, just think about, you know, if you've got if you have children, and you think about, like, you know, just inheritance and what you'd pass on to them, you know, those kinds of things. And then, you know, this reality of just who Jesus is, and that fact that we come into the family of God and we're equal in terms of what we could receive, and just how incredible that is, that God would look at you and me, and we have all of these, you know, shortcomings, all these failures, that man, we blow forgiveness way too often. But yet God, in his kindness, in his plan to transform us into more like Jesus, continues to shower his love on us, that as God's children, we get to have access with the God of the universe, that his creation gets to have a relationship with the Creator. And we don't have to question where we stand with God anymore, do you? Because you know in Christ that you are his family, that you are one of God's children. And hopefully this week, if you've been following along, that your heart has fallen more in love with your Creator, that you've fallen more in love with the King of Kings. And it's as you and I begin to see what God has done for us, that we begin to see how amazing he is. And it's as we have this massive vision of God that we can actually begin to see our fellow brothers and sisters rightly. That there's nothing that we can't step into that we haven't first received from God. And so just want to finish with that, just reflecting on this reality that you and I, because of what Jesus has done, we get to be a part of God's family forever. And that as we share in the sufferings of Christ, we too get to share in the glory of Christ. Not because you and I are worthy, not because we've earned it. We get it because we're his children, and God delights in us. He rejoices in his children and the fact of what we get to be and do. And so I'm going to pray in just a moment, and some things that you could reflect on as you pray is, one, perhaps take a moment and reflect on the reality that you are God's child. And this isn't a generic sense that everyone is God's children, because that's not what the scriptures say, that we get to be children of God when we put our faith in Jesus, when we get adopted into his family. And if that's true for you, Think of the incredible reality of that for you. And also think on this, that God is a father who delights in you. That he's not a father looking down on you saying, try harder. Why don't you do a little bit better? Or man, I wish I maybe would have, chosen differently. Now, God's not thinking any of those things. He is crazy about you. He loves you. Doesn't matter how bad of a day or a week you've had, that every day God wakes up and he looks at you and me. Every day we wake up, God doesn't wake up, he's always awake. But every day that we wake up, God looks at you and me with a smile, knowing that we are his, that we are beloved, beloved. And then finally, you can just take some time and thank God that through Christ, he has offered to us a forgiveness that is immeasurable. And that we have this future hope in his kingdom. So let's take a moment. Let's pray. God, thanks so much for who you are. Thanks for what you do. Thanks for the work that you have done through Jesus to transform and to save us, God. I pray that as we begin to lean into this reality of forgiveness more, that the first step of really beginning to extend forgiveness to others is to step back and to realize what we have been forgiven of ourselves. That there is a God who loves us so much that he went to great lengths to forgive us, to absorb the cost of our sin. And it's because of that we get to live in freedom. We get to live in light of grace. And so God, I pray that would begin to transform how we see God, but also how we would live with him. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Why don't you take a moment? Why don't you pray?